Welcome to another episode of Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm your host, Troy Stegner, and with me as always is...
Patrick Potter.
We're going to bring you the Weekend Nerd.
Hey, listen!
We're going to change up the format a little bit. It'll be a little bit longer and more informative. Less rambling, hopefully.
Yeah, I can't control the less rambling part, but you can control the more editing part.
Yes. Through the magic of editing, this will go smoothly.
Yeah.
We can start out with, you posted it earlier today.
Yeah, this morning they announced Star Wars Celebration 2020 in Anaheim.
Dates.
It is August 27th to the 30th. The tickets will actually go on... June 21st at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Hotel blocks go at 10 a.m. Pacific time, so 10, 11 our time. I'm super excited about this. I missed out on Chicago, which I'm glad, because it was Chicago, and I'm sorry, but not having it at a place where you can go to Disneyland or Disney World is just dumb, so...
It seems like it'd be a no-brainer with the tie-in with Disney and...
You'd imagine, with Disneyland and Star Wars Land.
Yeah, with Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, because that's...
Is that at Anaheim and Orlando?
The Anaheim one was just open. I think the Orlando one is going to be open soon, but the Orlando one is like 10 times the size. Because you have to understand that Galaxy's Edge took over Toontown.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because remember... Bug's Life, yeah. Same thing. Bug Life, ants. You have to remember, Disneyland is stuck on where it can build. Because it's surrounded. Well, no, that's Disney
and
World.
City.
Disney World, Orlando, yeah. Disneyland, California. Disneyland is kind of stuck. They can't expand anymore on where they can build. So, of course, they kind of have to... It's like Vegas, you know? They tear down something old, put something new up, which I'm completely fine with. Orlando, though, they have hundreds and hundreds and thousands of acres that they can just put stuff on.
Yeah, we'll just buy some more swamp and...
They don't have to buy anymore. I think Disney bought...
Do they own all the land?
Yeah, they own...
They own Kissimmee?
Well, what Walt Disney was saying is that because outside of Disneyland, which is in Anaheim, is so many other things to buy Disneyland stuff. So what he did is he says, I'm going to go in the middle of the swamps in Florida in the 50s, where land is...
They're giving it away.
Dirt cheap. Literally dirt cheap. And buy tens of thousands of acres. So he pretty much bought Orlando.
Yeah, I didn't realize they owned that much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you actually go to... if you go online and look under the land Disney owns in Orlando, it's gigantic.
Crazy.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, they're constantly building, and they can only... I mean, they can only build so much. There are still swamps and stuff like that, so...
So when is the one in Orlando open?
I don't know. I think it might be open a little later. Yeah, because that one's going to be huge. There was a couple walkthroughs on YouTube on Galaxy's Edge already. I haven't went myself. Friends of mine are going next month. And if you watch this, you know who you are, you rat bastards.
Rat sink.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. I did watch a couple walkthroughs. A bunch of my friends have already been. A couple friends that are with that work for Lucasfilm. Also been, and they got like the backstage treatment and stuff like that. And it was like one of those things. Like I'm a good friend of the guy who actually built Chopper for Rogue One. So it's a split second, and I follow him on social media, and he posted all this stuff, and it was pretty amazing.
I've seen some pictures like the Millennium Falcon experience.
Yep.
You can pilot.
Yeah, it's good. It's one of those things that makes me want to get back into building big props and stuff like that.
Oh, that's a That's not big. That's a massive like.
Hey, I'm ready. I went to a parade on last weekend up in Albuquerque, and I was in my Darth Vader, and the parade was supposed to be like a mile and 1.7 miles. It turned out to be like 3 miles.
It starts at 3 miles, yeah.
Yeah, and I was exhausted, so I was already thinking about making a big desert skiff on a trailer.
Jabba's skiff.
Yep. Well, like Jabba has a big sail barge, and you can kind of post it here. Haha. More editing. then it's called a desert skiff. It's just a smaller one where they go above the Sarlacc pit.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I wanted to build one of those because it's actually pretty manageable, and I can build one of those pretty easily.
Where are you gonna store it?
Well, see, I have parents. They have a big driveway.
Like I said, where are you going to store it?
At his place.
What you need to do is just buy a whole bunch of land out in the middle of the desert.
Right, and just bury it. So about 100 years from now, they're like...
Park them all out there.
Yeah, 100 years from now. What kind of...
We used to drive these things?
Yeah, no, it's most likely going to go into like an RV storage. But yeah, so other than that, it's our Galaxy's Edge, very Star Wars-y, heavy... week, especially I don't know if you watch E3 or not, but
I've been peeking at it.
So E3, big E3 announcements of the new Star Wars game, which has a single player. They actually posted the first 14 or 15 minutes of that game. I'm actually super excited about it because you actually see a couple people from Rogue One. Well, you guys see one person from Rogue One, but it's pretty cool. I'm super excited about it. I did see a couple droids. There's a new little helper droid that he sits on, but I did see one of the Imperial droids. And if you want to know what the Imperial R2-D2 looks like, click on this button up here because we did an unboxing of it. More editing. It was pretty fun. Super fun. I'm a little parched. I've been talking too much.
Yeah, you said you went to the that parade this week. It's Gay Pride Month, so it was a Gay Pride parade.
It was, yes.
And it was really cool because the Vaders were all decked out in rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really.
I'm personally not gay, but I do have friends that are. I do support their lifestyles if they support their rights. I'm not. I don't believe that. It is what it is. Being a bunch of friends with our costuming group, and I can't name the costuming group because it's a whole political
legality.
But we showed up and there was me and another Darth Vader, and we were holding hands walking down this marching, and people lost.
Not only did you see two Darth Vaders.
Oh yeah, you got to see stormtroopers, and you saw a lot of people. That was very interesting.
Yeah, that was really cool. I'm glad they had that. I'm glad they put pictures up for it.
Yeah, there was actually people on like our garrison and stuff like that that shared the picture. There's actually a big gay community in the costuming community. So, shocker.
Go figure.
They love costuming.
Now, I guess that'd be the next logical
step. Yeah, exactly, right? And it's like, oh, yeah. But, let's dress up as, like...
Let's make Vader fabulous.
Star fascists. Yeah. it was a pretty heavy Star Wars week for me. Yeah, to say the least. I mean, especially with Celebration announcing and Galaxy's Edge opening and the whole Gay Pride Darth Vader thing and E3, getting that game out, that's pretty good. So I'm pretty excited about the Star Wars future, to say the least.
You mentioned E3. Did you see the other announcement, big announcement from E3?
Keanu? The Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, people are losing their mind.
There was a great meme out there where it has...
Chicken the robot dog?
No. Yeah, right. It had Chuck Norris, or it had somebody handing the keys off, and it said Chuck Norris, the most popular person to Keanu Reeves. Because he's the hottest right now with everything, especially with the John Wick movies. I think that, Keanu Reeves has been an action star for 20 years. He's been in the movies for way longer now. I mean, with
Bill S. Preston and Ted Theodore Logan.
Yeah, you're talking about from way back, and then, you're talking about Speed, and you're talking about Matrix movies, and then when John Wick hit, it exploded him in when you have a movie literally taking revenge on a dog, and have a span a whole series about
the puppy.
Yeah. And then that great line when we watch it, John Wick 3, where Halle Berry's all like, "You shot my dog," and he's like, "I get it.
Trust me."
Yeah.
I was always lukewarm on Keanu Reeves until John Wick.
Yeah.
And then I just.
Yeah, it switched, man.
Yeah, and then I found out what a nice guy he is in actual real life. I was like, God damn you, Keanu.
Yeah, right.
I didn't want to like you.
But you made me like you anyway.
Why?
Let's talk. Talking about movies, you want to talk about some bombs that happened last week?
Oh, there's one in particular?
One in particular we're talking about?
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it either. So
that's probably why it's bombed, because nobody's going to see it.
I guess we're talking about Dark Phoenix. Since we're talking about geeky culture.
Yeah.
You know, there was a great... I'm on a bunch of forums, and there was a great forum that said the last X-Men movie should have ended with Logan.
I could go with that.
Yeah, because at Logan, like, everybody said their piece. Of course, if you haven't seen Logan, spoiler alert, he dies at the end, and he actually dies. He gets buried and stuff like that, and it was a great send-off, and people weren't mad about it. People were happy. People had closure.
Hand off the rings
to the younger group. And you know what would have been a lot cooler? If they would have continued on 20 years from that date and... watch the kids that escaped into new movies. But this is like, it's rehashing. We've already seen this movie.
Yeah, I mean, X-23, the girl, she's a really good character in her own right. So I would love to see something
just,
with
don't,
her.
No, you have to just do nothing but subtitles, though, because I can't speak Spanish. So, but yeah, Dark Phoenix got, 18% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's the worst X-Men movie opening ever.
And that's saying something, because you're even talking about Wolverine Origins or X-Men Origins Wolverine with the Deadpool with the mouth closed and stuff like that.
You know, I was okay with that movie until that point. They just turned Deadpool. Hollywood got a hold of it and said, "What if we did this?
Yeah, what if we put swords in his hands?" Oh my God, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad.
They shoot laser beams out of his eyes.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I'm so glad that they revived. Well, at least Ryan Reynolds
makes fun of it.
Yeah, so. Of course. I mean, if you've seen Deadpool at the thing where he gets the
goes back and kills
himself. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's it was such a crazy week of things. Like, E3 is a big one. You know, they announced a lot of new games. I'm just excited about Cyberpunk 2077, because the only reason I would buy that game is because of Keanu. That is literally the only reason I would. Because I was like, oh, I play as Keanu Reeves. But the funny thing is, I've actually played Keanu Reeves in games before. I played The Matrix on PS2. I played what is Will Smith's wife's called?
Jada Pinkett Smith,
and I think she was a pilot of another game, and I played her. I think it was on Matrix. We looked at, man, this was,
yeah, she was a,
15,
she
20
was
years ago
pilots
now.
In Matrix.
I know she. I know Lawrence Fishburne was Matrix, the pilot of Nebuchadnezzar, but she was another
she
one.
Had
but,
her own.
But she had her own ship, and she had the little things on her hair, and she wore a great, I can still remember it. And I said, Keanu Reeves, I can't do no wrong right now. And
he's on a hot streak.
Yeah.
He really is.
Well, the funny thing is, he was in this Netflix movie about the Asians. Oh, God. It was there's a great clip of him. And you got to Google it. Just Google Keanu Netflix clip. It comes right up. It's hilarious, because he plays a guy in a movie, and he plays himself, though. So, and he's all like, "Oh yeah, so you're Keanu Reeves," and then he tells all the stuff that he does. He's like, "Damn it, you're really nice too." Yeah, a very Keanu Reeves heavy episode this time. But yeah, it was very interesting on what else there was. Yeah.
Yeah, E3 is a big one. I haven't been myself. I want to go.
Apparently E3, it was a very PlayStation voided. PlayStation did not go. It was only Xbox and Nintendo, the big ones that went out, because PlayStation said, well, we can just do our own. We don't need to. What they were saying is that E3 back in the day, so you know, E3 is only meant for media and retailers and stuff like that.
It's not supposed to be open to public.
Well, apparently, anybody with a freaking website 10 years ago.
I got three people on my YouTube channel. And maybe we qualify then.
Okay, yeah. we're almost at 10 million. Yeah.
A little closer.
But yeah, so it's only meant for media and all that to get the word out. Well, if you have now with YouTube and social media, you don't need to have media to get the word out. If people want to see it, they'll come looking for you. Yeah.
That
because you can literally stream anything on E3 right now. Hence why PlayStation's like, "Oh, why do we need this anymore?"
That is a big cost for them to go and set up.
$100 million like that.
Because a lot of Hollywood people are pulling out of San Diego Comic-Con for the same reason.
Well, and that was the same reason like the Hall H thing. You know, I think Marvel pulled out of Hall H. Marvel pulled out of Hall H because they don't want to spoil everything before D23.
That's another big one I want to go see.
So D23 is, I don't know if you know, D23 is a big annual convention on only Disney stuff. And
everything
Disney owned
the Disney umbrella.
Yeah, which is a lot. And talking about Disney umbrella, I mean, I'm going to get their streaming service just for the
original content.
Oh man, you're talking about there. Well, I mean, you're talking about how many studios? Well, they just bought Fox, right? No, Century 21. They have. I think they bought. I don't know. They've got so.
Yeah, Marvel, Star Wars.
There's a great diagram on what Disney owns, and I think actually somebody else owns Disney, and that Disney's under somebody else. So
my favorite meme is Mickey Mouse with the gauntlet.
He's got
the last stone, which is 21st Century Fox dropping on there.
Yeah, because now Disney owns Marvel and 21st Century Fox, which owns Fantastic Four, owns Deadpool and stuff like that. So
the majority of the Marvel.
So and remember when I was telling you about when we were talking about the Deadpool 2 PG-13 version?
Yeah.
Well, that is exactly what they were going to do. They were trying to integrate Deadpool into the MCU, but it's going to be kind of hard now, especially since after Endgame, they said they're not going to make any more Avengers because that closed out the story on that.
And well, I thought they just advertised a new Avengers movie coming in 2022.
Are you
sure? I thought.
No, because there's a new Avengers game.
Maybe that's what I was saying.
Which has none of the likeness of the people.
My favorite meme is it shows. From Blazing Saddles.
It was Spaceballs.
Spaceballs, yeah.
You idiots! You got their stunt doubles. It was so great. Yeah, I was like, oh my god, this was E3. Big. It was so great because you can't, you know, unless you pay them a crap load of money, you can't use their likeness.
You use their likeness, you got to pay them.
Yeah, you got to pay them, and they were saying like $250 million for their likeness, and they're a game.
All told, that's a lot of actors, so yeah.
Yeah.
And they're big name actors.
And they're not small name actors. Yeah. So it's like, and then, you know, Robert Downey Jr., I think he's doing some new climate change initiative. I'm pretty sure he did a bunch of those too, but it's some climate change. It's called the footprint initiative or something like that. It's pretty crazy. They were talking about that, and it's one of those things where it's he's using his power for good. So it is one of those things. Well that and I mean, since the last time we did a video. Well, what else ended? Oh, Game of Thrones ended. Yeah.
You know what? Everybody.
This is not just a weekend review. We're going to kind of.
This is just us rambling.
Rambling on.
The weekend ramble.
Yeah, we'll make a script next time. No, we won't. Yeah, we can't do
probably
that. You liked it.
I didn't mind it. I didn't mind how it ended. Kind of like that's probably how it happened in real life. So.
Yeah.
Everybody wants this grand thing with Jon Snow being on the throne. And
yep. You know what's funny? I would have been, and big spoilers if you haven't seen the end of Game of Thrones, spoilers alert. I didn't mind Daenerys going the way she did. I actually preferred it that way because
she turned into the Mad Queen.
Yeah, the Mad Queen. And I would have, you know what's funny? I would have watched 3 more seasons of her being the Mad Queen. That would have been
crazy.
Because you know what's funny? Even though everybody hated Joffrey, I loved him.
I loved to
just sit there and just like...
To see how bad he would get.
Just how evil he would get.
He was a guy you loved to hate.
Yeah. You know, he retired active from acting after yeah. that show because he's all like,
how do you top this?
Yeah, you know, that's the role of a lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah, but you know,
you should try to get him out of con.
The nut doesn't fall far from the tree because his mom was kind of whack there at the end too. Seriously, yeah, I didn't mind how it ended. What did you think of that?
I didn't care for it.
Really?
No, I didn't care for it. Look, you know, the whole thing, it was very rushed, and there was a lot of things that were left out that I wish that weren't. And, you know, you're talking about story arcs that never really got finished. And look, I understand you're trying to shove an hour and a half, only six episodes. I'd rather have 10 episodes of an hour. It would have been about the same. Spread it out just a little bit. But yeah, you're talking about what it cost them $350 million to do. And the greatest thing afterwards is like, and I'm not trying to get political, but there was a meme online had Obama's inaugural election, whatever.
Right.
Inauguration. I don't know.
Yeah, his inauguration.
And then this was before Game of Thrones, and then it went to Trump's. This is after Game of Thrones, and they were talking about HBO subscriptions.
Fake news.
Yeah. After HBO subscriptions just tanked all of that. And it was just like, yeah, that's pretty much it. Because I'm sitting there like, well, what do I need? The funny thing is I still pay for it. The only reason is because I can't figure out how to turn it off.
last week tonight, or John Oliver.
Oh, yeah, last week tonight, which you can see on freaking YouTube 20 minutes after they post it, which pisses me off because I'm all like, really? But I'm getting into Chernobyl right now, so.
I'm going to watch that next.
But you don't have HBO anymore, right?
No, we haven't canceled it yet either.
Yeah, exactly. I just can't figure out how to cancel it. So it's really hard.
I'm just too lazy to call.
Yeah.
The only thing on Game of Thrones I would like to see was I think the Battle of Winterfell should have been a little
epic. I think at the end I was also a little confused on there were so many Dothrakis left. And I'm all like, wait a minute. I thought they kind of all died.
When they rushed them, yeah. And all the lights extinguished. Yeah. I was like, oh, well, there go the Dothrakis.
Yeah, there go the Dothrakis. And then, like, at the end of the first...
They come into King's Landing, you're like, where did you come from?
Yeah, exactly. Wait a minute.
I don't understand.
There was a great one. I said, we have 50,000 men and 10,000 horses. And then you show it, and there's, like, one guy on a horse. It's like... Okay, we're up on all the horses. Yeah.
Cut and paste.
Yeah, right, yeah. The FX guys are just like, okay, Command C, or Command A, just go all...
Times a thousand,
yeah. You know, I mean, like, look, people are going to brag on it. I'm glad...
How do you end a series like The Last Sopranos?
Well, you have to understand that the first six seasons, it was still written by... George R. R. Martin. The last two or three seasons was written by the directors, and you know you're
when
you
ran out of the content.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, like, you know, George R. R. Martin was all like, "Yeah, I didn't mind it," but the thing is, how do you write that next book now? Because the next book's going to be completely different.
Yeah, he already said the books are not going to be the same.
Yeah, because I mean, he already also said that the books they were loosely based on the books. You know, there were main events like Red Wedding and stuff.
Same thing with Walking Dead; they had the same events,
yeah.
But different characters. As a matter of fact, it's not a spoiler anymore. The comic's been out for 2 weeks now. They killed a major character in Walking Dead 192.
Oh, okay. Don't tell me, because I'm still reading. No, I'm just kidding. I don't care. I don't read.
You guys don't want to know. It's Rick.
Really?
Yeah,
well, okay. Well, the thing is, at the end of Blast, Rick kind of went away anyway.
Well, he goes away on the show.
Yeah.
But he's dead in the comic now.
Well, I mean, I think that's a good thing. I mean, he's been around for so long. It's time for him to retire.
The next big movie, I think, is Spider-Man.
Far From Home. Yeah, which I'm kind of...
Which we're going to review.
We have
the tickets already. Thank you, Alamo Drafthouse.
Thank you, Alamo Drafthouse. Jake Gyllenhaal is playing...
Mysterio.
I thought Mysterio was a bad guy.
Yes.
Oh.
Kind of. Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we'll figure it out. It's 5 years further down now.
Right.
And they're still in high school?
Well, I mean, to them, it just... No time has really passed.
Yeah, yeah.
The other guys who didn't get snapped...
Yeah.
They went on and graduated.
So, yeah.
You know, they're... They're going to be in class with the people who got snapped and the other people who were 5 years behind them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it could be some little girl you used to babysit, had a crush on you, now she's the same age.
Yeah. That's crazy. You know what's funny? I saw an article this morning that you can actually rent that cabin that Tony Stark was in on Airbnb. Yep. And I'm all like, I was looking for it. I guess it's outside of Georgia or something like that. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of if you're going to Georgia in the middle of nowhere.
In the
to stay there.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be out there trying to snap. It doesn't work. I'll be out there trying to figure out time travel.
You can get the stones tattooed on your hand.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, nice big week in review. A very Star Wars-y heavy week. Kiana kind of killed it at E3. A lot of new games coming out.
I got to remember this week is Star Wars and Kiana.
And E3 is just a big video game conference. The Electronic Expo.
Entertainment.
Oh, yeah, the Electronic Entertainment Expo. Yeah. So, yeah, check that out also. And, of course, it's pretty interesting. Especially, watch those first 14 minutes of that Star Wars, that single-player game. No loot boxes, hopefully not. Now, so, loot boxes are the dirty word of the new gaming system. It's pretty much microtransactions. Like, if you want this cool T-shirt, it's $1. Yeah, I know they started that with Xbox 360 a while ago, and I was like, I'm not paying real money for virtual crap. But that's how Fortnite makes billions of dollars.
That's where it's going.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I understand it, but I'm not paying $60 for you to nickel and dime me to death, and I will refuse.
All right, that'll be it for this week. I am Troy Stegner of Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We'll see you guys later. Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.